The book of James is the most characteristically Jewish book in the New Testament because of the emphasis placed upon godly behavior. This book is akin to the wisdom literature of the Old Testament. Due to his concern for social justices, James is often called the Amos of the New Testament. James' writing is similar to the teachings of Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount. This would perhaps be expected because James was brought up in the same environment as Jesus was. James says less about the Master than any other writer in the New Testament, but his speech and his writing is more like the Master than any other speech or writings of them all. James could not get any closer to the teachings of Jesus. James could not be any closer to the teachings of our Lord than verse 22 and 23 in this first chapter. In verse 22 of chapter 1, James says, "Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a person beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholds himself, and goes his way, and straightway forgets what manner of person he is. But whosoever looks into the perfect law of liberty, and continues therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds." This reminds me of Romans chapter 2 and verse 13, where Paul wrote, "For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified." This reminds me of the words of the Master as he closes out his Sermon on the Mount. The last subject that he spoke on was being a doer of the word. He said, "Whosoever heareth the sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man which built his house upon a rock. The rains descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock." And then he said, "If you hear these words and you don't do these words, I'm going to liken you unto a fool that built his house upon the sand. And when the rains descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house, it fell, and great was the fall of it." So, James says, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. The man who hears the truth but does not accept it and shape his life by it and fails to do it. There are tragic results when a man knows the right and fails to do it. As the mirror reflects the face of a person, so God's word shows us both what our human nature is and what is the divine ideal for us. In chapter 2, James gives an example of what he's talking about. He said in verse 15, "If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, Depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not these things which are needful to the body, what does it profit? A man may say, You have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You say you believe that there is one God. You're doing well. The devil also believes and trembles. But will you know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? As the body without the spirit is dead, so is faith without works." These works that he's talking about is not works in order to receive forgiveness from God. It's the good works that God expects of us after he has forgiven us. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.